Hey everyone, welcome to Poetry Pod. This is podcast 24 on the poem Shankaduff, written by Patrick Kavanagh. The first heading on your worksheet is subject matter. The first poem by Patrick Kavanagh on your course is Shankaduff. In the poem, Kavanagh proudly describes his black hills that eternally face north. The hills are so important to Kavanagh that he calls them his Alps. Covered in pockets of hail and blown by sleety winds, the cattle drovers remark that even nature seems to have abandoned these hungry hills. Their unsentimental opinion of the hills upsets Kavanagh, who has established a close bond with the land as a farmer and as a poet. The next heading is theme. Certainly, Kavanagh's love of his rural birthplace comes across very strongly in this poem. The hills are more than mere hungry hills to him. They are the land that he farms, but they are also the fields and ditches that inspire his poetry when he writes about the beauty in ordinary things. For Kavanagh, even the ordinary may become extraordinary. But the poem also acknowledges the importance of perspective. Kavanagh's strong attachment to the land is not shared by everyone, and he feels uncomfortable and agitated on overhearing a very different viewpoint, which rather bluntly dismisses the hills as forsaken, bleak and barren. The third heading on your worksheet is quote 3. In your worksheet, write down three lines or phrases from the poem which you find interesting or descriptive or memorable. Can you find a quote that demonstrates Kavanagh's love of his farmland? Is there a phrase that captures a different attitude towards the hills? You might also select an example of the poet's vivid writing, as he paints a very clear picture of the hills in our imagination. The next heading is imagery. One of the most important types of imagery in the poem is personification. Kavanagh cleverly personifies his black hills to establish the close and affectionate relationship he has with them. The hills are described as doing things that usually only people can do. They look north and hoard the sleet and hailstones of wintry showers. They also pocket the bright shillings or hail of March, almost as a farmer might carefully hold his few shillings in his trouser pocket. The hills are also portrayed as being happy hills. They are like a good friend to Kavanagh. Using this technique, Kavanagh shows us how close he is to the land. You can read more about personification in the Zoom In Quick Reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. There is also an effective contrast between the rather dreamy image of dawn light whitening the Glasdrummond Chapel compared with the raw image of Kavanagh the farmer climbing the frozen hills with some hay to feed three hungry, perishing calves. The fifth heading on your worksheet is language. So, the language is descriptive and earthy throughout. The language sketches a very clear picture of a challenging physical landscape that faces north, is relatively barren, devoid of wildlife, covered in rushes and blasted by sleety winds. This creates a very concrete and sensual picture of the hills in our minds. We really can imagine the wet land covered in rushes. We can almost feel the pockets of sleet at our feet, and we can almost see the dawn light rise on the chapel wall. So through using such vivid language, Kavanagh shares his perspective with us. In a way, we are also somewhat shaken when we hear the drover's quick conclusion that these hills are barren and forsaken. It's as if they're talking about a place we recognise. But the language also has a poetic side to it. Kavanagh uses a metaphor in saying the Black Hills are his Alps. This is not a defined statement by the poet. Rather, it is a statement of fact, spoken before the drovers make their assessment of the land. For Kavanagh, these hills are everything. Kavanagh also uses some lovely descriptive phrases in the poem. For example, his picture of the moment when dawn whitens Glasdrummond Chapel, reflects the purity of early morning sunlight. Compare this with the earthy description of Kavanagh, robustly climbing the hills with a sheaf of hay to feed three perishing calves. The language is also colloquial, which is informal, ordinary, everyday speech that might be shared between locals such as the drovers. Can you find an example of dialogue in the poem that is colloquial? Yet another feature of the language in the poem is Kavanagh's repeated use of local place names. He mentions several. Can you find some examples? These place names show Kavanagh's familiarity with and affection for his local area. Having considered one or two of these reflections, turn to your worksheet now and insert your own ideas on Kavanagh's use of language in the poem. The next heading is form. Shankaduff is composed of three stanzas, the first two stanzas each of five lines, with a six-line stanza to conclude the poem. Kavanagh uses run-on lines or enjambment to reflect his upbeat mood. For example, he says his black hills are happy when dawn whitens last Drummond Chapel. Contrast this with the slow rhythm in the final stanza, where the poet uses heavily punctuated lines to capture the more critical observations of the drovers. They are comments that almost stop the poet in his tracks, literally, and force him to consider the drovers' attitudes, which leave him shaken by their low opinion. We move on now to sound. Alliteration and assonance are included throughout this poem. We can see several examples of alliteration in phrases such as wife wood, hills hoard, hungry hills, heavens he. There is sibilance in the phrase seen the sun rising and in sun searches, while the phrase dawn whitens is an example of consonants as that W sound is repeated. Examples of assonance can be seen and heard in bright shillings, I have climbed, Matterhorn and calves, and in here and heart. All of these sounds create a lyrical or musical quality to the poem, which reflects the happy mood of the poet for much of the poem. Next, we look at tone and mood. Without any doubt, the speaker in this poem is the poet Patrick Kavanagh. The poem has an authentic autobiographical flavour to it, and the feelings in the poem reflect Kavanagh's genuine love of the landscape which he farmed and was inspired by. The tone is notably warm and affectionate, therefore. The poet, despite the physical limitations of his boggy hills that eternally face north, has a deep regard for and easy familiarity with his land. You get a sense that this is his place. He belongs here and understands the landscape. Note how often he uses the personal pronoun my, showing he is proud to claim these hills as his own. The tone changes in the final stanza, however, when Kavanagh has to consider the snide remarks of the drovers who value the land as worthless. The mood of the poem reflects what you felt or thought about the poem. Did you feel it was a happy poem that celebrates place and the sense of belonging? Or were you somewhat saddened by the poem for some reason? Check the technique revision card in your Poetry Speaks textbook for some more ideas on tone before you complete this section in your worksheet. Finally, we look at personal response. So, overall, what did you think of this poem? Did you like it? What impression do you get of Patrick Kavanagh from your study of the poem? Do you think he is proud of his home place? Do you feel sorry for him in the poem? Does the poem connect with any of your own feelings or experiences of a particular place? Consider one or two of these prompts before preparing your own personal response for your worksheet.